Bandwidth for the Daily GizWiz is provided by AOL Radio at AOL.com/podcasting. It's time for the Daily GizWiz with Mad's maddest writer, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 65 for May 19th, 2006, Motorola's StarTAC cell phone. This is your announcer, Leo Laporte, speaking. And now, get ready for Dick! Why are the lights out? Why is it so dark? Where am I? What is happening to me? Don't worry, fear not. It's time for another visit to the Classic Gadget Warehouse. Quick, run like a bunny over to that door there. Open it up and see what's inside.
It's a bunny.
It's Dick. Hey, Dick, you've been waiting here all week for us, huh?
Leo, I love when you... Oh, can you close the door? The light.
Oh, it's so bright, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, you're, man, like a mole in here. You just live...
I am. A red LED is all I need.
By the glow of the... one LED has got about 800 in here. Yeah.
Well, today we're talking about a gizmo that really pretty much changed history. And I was one of the first, I'm bragging here, one of the first to use it on the air, the Motorola StarTAC.
Oh, wow. And I had one of those.
Oh, just 10 years ago. So it's like 10 years and a couple of months old, because at 1966 CES in Vegas, I was doing Good Morning America.
1996.
What
you said 1966. I mean, it could be. I don't know what
1966. I was the first one to use a tin can
with string
in a clamshell format.
The Motorola StarTAC was actually aptly named because it was like a Star Trek communicator, wasn't it?
Absolutely. And in 1996, the Motorola was introduced at CES, and they sent one to Charlie Gibson, who was in New York City, and I was live in Las Vegas, and of course we were praying that the quality and everything would be good. But yes, I called him live on the set, and you know, that had one feature. Well, the clamshell, you know, that
was... It flipped open. It was a flip phone.
Right.
And I think that was the first flip phone, wasn't it?
Yes. And I believe it was the first phone that had vibrate to, the phone to ring. It had a third feature I have never seen since. And I don't even know if you knew it existed. They made a long life battery that could piggyback on top of the battery that was in the phone. So essentially, you had both batteries working at the same time.
Oh, that's interesting.
So, and I believe it was double the life of the battery that came with the phone. So there was three times the amount of talk time. I don't even remember what the talk time was back then. But
I don't either. I remember my hinge eventually wore out and the thing became just kind of limp. It would just flop open and flop closed. But I had that one for a long time. I loved
it. Went
my
from
Star
the flip
Trek,
phone
Star
to Trek. The flop phone.
Yeah, the flop phone.
But boy, I mean, I was the envy of everybody.
Well, it was also the smallest phone really out there.
It was the smallest phone, and it had a really trick keyboard for its time. Red LEDs, the numbers lit up in green. It was very, very Star Trek all the way around.
So cool.
A little clip for your belt. It was really neat, the StarTAC. But, you know, look where we've come in 10 years.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
That thing seems old-fashioned now.
Oh, I know. But do you remember how big cell phones when they first came out? I had one of the first General Electric sort of...
You didn't have one of those ones that you slung over your shoulder, did you?
No, Leo, but this is the funny thing is I was... off on a film shoot, and I had my shoulder bag with me, and I had this little General Electric white phone, very trick looking, and I'm at a terminal waiting for the crew to show up, and this man comes over and he goes, "Can I see that phone?" And I show it to him, and he goes, "That is beautiful." He says, "It doesn't weigh. Can I see how much it weighs?" So I gave it to him, and he said, "Oh, it's so light." And then, Leah, he points to the thing I'm wearing, and he says, "And how much does the battery pack weigh?"
He thinks your backpack is the battery pack.
He thinks the backpack is the battery. I said, no.
That's it.
I said, these are old clothes. Do you want some?
No. No. Here, take my battery pack,
here,
please.
Here, take my battery pack. Right. I said, you need underwear? No. I said, no, this is the whole phone. And it was one of the first, I mean, nothing like what we have today with it. We could slip it. This phone could slip in maybe a big jacket pocket.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I was thinking that phones had changed so fast that this guy still thought that.
Oh, sure. I'm not surprised. He thought you needed one of those shoulder holstered battery packs for the
The way you needed with the old camcorders.
Well, you know, we're going to be still doing this show 10 years from now. I'm sorry to say.
Bad news.
And we'll be talking about when, remember when you had to carry a phone and it wasn't just in your tooth. So, remember you had to actually hook it on your belt?
I say, right, yeah, it's very funny. Leo, you'll never guess what happened. I went to the dentist, and instead of drilling my cavity, he ruined my cell phone.
I hate it when that happens.
And he said, you know, people hear radio shows through their teeth? I hear Leo Laporte talking to them. Oh, no, I never hung up on Leo.
Well, you can listen to podcasts on cell phones. I keep getting emails from companies who want me to put our podcasts on cell phones. But I don't know if people would want to do that if you have to pay cell phone minutes to listen to a podcast.
Oh, yeah, no, it's not worth it.
No.
And we do it.
Yeah.
And we know it's if you could find a way to listen to it on your teeth,
then we're talking.
Good.
Okay.
Yeah, then we're talking.
When that comes out.
If you're listening to this podcast on your teeth, would you email us?
Let us know.
And tell us what frequency your teeth vibrate
at. Do you think, I think podcasts, these files will live for a long time. I suppose somebody could be listening to this in 10 years, and we can get email in 10 years saying, I was just listening to your StarTech thing.
Right.
And what are you talking about? Of course I listen to you on my teeth.
Oh, that's
what are you, crazy? Of course I do.
That's very
Everybody
funny.
Does.
Yeah. It is very funny because up at MAD, before Nick Megalin retired, he was saying, why don't you do an article about gadgets we'd like to see? And I said, Nick, I started one, and within 2 months, I was already reading that this kind of thing is coming.
Yeah.
The technology is moving along so fast.
Absolutely.
That it's just about impossible.
You can't do it.
Companies, if you're evaluating something, you can usually have it for a month. But if they lend it to you for 3 months,
you don't want it anyway.
You can't wait to send it back.
That's right.
Because you go, oh, this old thing.
You don't want it. It's out of date.
Yeah, it's amazing.
I still have to say that the StarTech was one of those gadgets that even 10 years later you look back on, and it really was a turning point. It was something that you
absolutely
really remember. Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah. And I remember when we did it on GMA, that the crowd of people around who asked if they could just hold it.
Yeah.
Because it was that amazing.
Yep, yep, yep.
It was a real breakthrough.
I'll never forget it. And I actually still have my StarTech somewhere.
I do.
You have the gadget warehouse. Throw anything away.
You just have the StarTech, but do you have the piggyback battery?
No,
I don't have the
charger or anything, but I just thought it would be, that was one of the gadgets. Most phones I don't keep. I either hand them down or I bring them back and recycle them. But that one I kept just because I thought this has some, real memories. This is really a breakthrough phone.
It was.
Yeah. Dick, always a pleasure.
It's been the same, buddy.
Great week.
Is this the end of week 12?
Week 13.
Wow.
Wow. Whoa. We are so glad you listened to the show. We hope you'll keep listening. Visit Dick's beautiful website, thedailygizwiz.com or gizwizbiz.com for notes and, of course, the great What the Heck Is It contest, and find out more about Dick's appearances on WBAL and World News Now and all the great stuff
Computer
he does.
Computer America. Computer America. Doing them all.
And Call for Help. He's going to be on any day
Call
now.
For Help. Yeah. Look for me there. I'll
yeah,
be there.
I think he's going to come up. You're going to come up for our taping in May, right?
The end of this month. Yeah, very shortly.
Good. All right.
I'll be there shortly.
Dick, it's great to talk to you. We'll talk next week for another great week of Daily GizWiz podcasts. Have a good weekend.
Okay, thanks. We'll be right back.